The Dreamer. If ever there was a dreamer, it was Martin Luther King Jr. When he was just a little kid, he told his mother he was going to turn this world upside down. There is no denying that this first dream came true. At that age, he had no idea he would fight his nation's second civil war. It is certain that King had many more dreams, but there was one that stood out from the rest. He said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." King grew up during a very difficult time in the South. The South had laws that kept races separate from one another. African Americans and whites could not go to the same restaurants or drink from the same fountains. This treatment is called segregation. People in the South called these laws the Jim Crow laws. This referred to a character from the 1800s. At that time, some white actors painted their faces black. Then they put on shows for entertainment. Jim Crow was a famous character from those shows. This character made African Americans look silly.
A famous court case. In 1892, a man named Homer Plessy wanted to test the 14th Amendment. This amendment says that all men have equal protection under the law. In other words, all men should be treated equally. 7 out of 8 of Plessy's great-grandparents were white, but laws in the South said that because Plessy had African-American relatives, he was not a white man.